This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Challenge of the Week, sponsored by Bayer. The Secretary of Agriculture, speaking last week as I moderated the program, indicated he sure is aware of farmers' trade worries. I'll talk about it after this.
Water is a finite resource, and as farmers use more high-tech tools to monitor their irrigation use, they are learning about quantity and timing issues. A vice president of sales and marketing for AgSense, a high-tech irrigation control company, Steve Sveum, discusses what his firm has learned.
So the data often shows overwatering, and in fact, from my experience, I feel like we find more growers are finding that they're overwatering as opposed to underwatering. The concern seems to be on the front end, am I putting enough water on? When in reality, once they see the data and are able to do the analysis of that data through these reports, whoa, I'm putting too much water on at maybe the right time or maybe not the right time.
Steve says monitoring tools provide farmers with much greater information about how they use water in irrigation. And he says matching water availability to crop need is a key practice for the future. That's the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer.
Oh, yes, we're sweating it out in agriculture now. Mindful of the fact that the Chinese may very well slap tariffs on our agricultural products, they already announced a list of possible tariffs. 15% tariffs on things like strawberries, persimmons, cranberries, cherries. And the list goes on to include things like ginseng. Oh, yes. And there is pork. A 25% tariff potentially on pork, hams, shoulders, various products that we sell to China. At the National Agriculture Day observance last week, as I was moderating the program there at the National Press Club where Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue appeared, he made it very clear that he is knowledgeable about these things and he's concerned about farmer concerns. He said the president's recent trade actions took many in agriculture by surprise, but Secretary Perdue said we've made sure the White House knows potential impacts to our domestic agriculture markets. He said we're working to mitigate any injury agriculture may encounter in the crossfire. Secretary Perdue went on to say, and these were his words, I want to reiterate that the Trump administration knows the importance of American farmers and that we rely on them to feed this nation and the world. And he said, while there's some uncertainty on the outside looking in, in his words again now, we are confident the administration will continue to promote and protect the interests of American farmers and ranchers to ensure long-term success. And he said with regard to NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and other trade deals, Secretary Perdue said he believes the president is a tough negotiator and will work hard to get the best deal possible for all American interests. I'll be back after this.